Marijuana DUI consequences. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 1st, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is marijuana DUI consequences for cases here in Arizona, specifically for misdemeanor DUI cases. The law with regard to marijuana DUIs in Arizona has changed significantly over the last year. There's two reasons for that. Earlier this year, the Arizona Supreme Court interpreted the law of driving and having marijuana in the body or THC in the body differently than it was in the past. What one of the charges is driving and having a controlled substance, THC in this case, within the body. Previously, there was no real defense to that because if it was present, that's all that was required to be proven by the state. They did not have to prove impairment. What the Supreme Court said is that if a person is a medical marijuana card holder and has active THC in their body, as long as that level of the THC is not above a level which would cause impairment, then they are not guilty of that charge. Now, logically, it may not make sense, but if the person could still be found guilty of the offense of driving while impaired by the marijuana or the THC, but at least on the what we describe as the A3 charge, it would be not guilty if the level of THC was below that which would cause impairment. Now, what the Supreme Court left unsaid is, what do they mean by the level? Is it a general level that would apply to everyone, analogous to a 0.08% level with regard to alcohol? Or is it the level that applies to that particular person? That remains an open question, and we'll see what happens. But the important point, as far as most people are concerned, is now for medical marijuana card holders, there is a defense which would lead to them being found not guilty, which has a major effect, of course, on collateral consequences because they wouldn't get their license revoked if they were found not guilty. So that's one change. A second change that has come into effect is with regard to the, or will come into effect, is with regard to the license consequences. Right now, if somebody is found guilty of driving under the influence of a drug, be it a prescription drug or non-prescription, or meaning that you can't get a prescription for it like heroin, or a THC from marijuana, if it is guilty of that offense, there is a mandatory one-year revocation of the driver's license. It does not matter if this is a first offense, a second offense, or a felony. There is a mandatory one-year revocation. Where this revocation is different from DUI alcohol is there's no provision for a restricted license. So, for example, on a DUI alcohol first offense, the person would get a 90-day suspension. Now, under the current law, if somebody has a DUI marijuana, they would get an automatic revocation with no driving at all. As I say, what has been changed is the legislature has changed the law, effective January 1st, 2017. And so now DUI drugs and DUI marijuana will be treated the same as DUI alcohol with regard to the license consequences of a revocation. So that's a second major consequence that's changed within the last year. Now, some other consequences could happen if somebody is found guilty of DUI marijuana. One is that with regard to the interlock device. If the person is found guilty of the offense of having the illegal drug, or in this case, the THC in the body, and the court says that they do not need any alcohol counseling, then they are not required to install the interlock device. If either the court says the person does require alcohol counseling, or they are convicted on the impairment charge, not simply the charge of having it within their body, then they are required to do an interlock. So that's a way that DUI marijuana cases are different than DUI alcohol. One other consequence with regard to a fact that a conviction for DUI marijuana would have is if a person has a license issued by the federal government's Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau, they could lose that, not because of the conviction, but rather because the conviction would indicate that they're a user of marijuana, habitual user of marijuana, and therefore would lose any permits issued under the statutes for the ATF. Those could include firearms sales permits, as well as explosives permits that miners are required to have if they have a explosives permit for mines. So those are some of the consequences of marijuana DUI. And if you have any questions, please call me.